Great. Well, it's lovely to be back with you. I would love a few volunteers to come and play a little game. Yeah, come up. Anyone else? We can have a few people. Yeah, come on. Anyone else want to come? No one else wants to come? Okay, we've got three volunteers. Okay, so the game is this, okay? I want you to think about the head, okay? We play a game where you've got it, we're going to go along the line, and we're going to keep going. You've got to name different body parts that make up the head. Okay, so you might say like eyes. Okay, and once you said eyes, you can't say eyes again. Okay, and we're going to keep going until you run out of things to say. Okay, and we run out of things to say, you've got to sit down, and we keep going until someone is the winner. Okay, so who wants to start? Do we know what we're doing? Are we happy?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, should we start here, Beth? Okay.
The chin.
Chin! Oh, okay.
The eyes.
Yeah.
The nose.
Okay.
The mouth. The brain,
the hair,
the ear,
the beard. Lovely.
The teeth.
The teeth, yes, well
done. The earrings.
No, not allowed, not part of the body. Do another go.
The earwax.
No, not part of the body. Oh, it's getting hard now, isn't it? You got any more?
The forehead,
yeah.
The eyebrows,
very good.
I don't know if this one counts, but the tonsils.
Yeah, that counts, well done. It's getting very hard. The gums, yeah, nice. We got any more?
Teeth.
We've had the teeth, I think, already.
The lips.
The lips, yes. Oh, sorry, Josiah. Josiah's out, but actually, has anyone else got any more?
The eyelids!
Oh, for the win! Have you got any more?
The eyelashes.
Oh, this is good. Okay, we'll come back to you. You got any more? I haven't got any more. Have you got any more? No. Okay, well, I think well, you all did very, very well. Well done. Well done. Grab a seat. Well done. Good. Well, that game, it reminded us, didn't it, that the human body is made up of all sorts of different parts. Some that you can see, some that you can't see. All of them with different jobs, helping us to hear and talk and taste and see and smell and think and smile and look good. All of them absolutely essential, actually, for the body to work as it's designed to. There wasn't a single thing there, even the eyebrows. Do you mean, what would a face look like without eyebrows? There isn't a single thing that doesn't have an important role to play in the body. And our passage that we've just had read, it tells us that the church is a little bit like the human body. It's made up of lots and lots and lots of different people who have different strengths and weaknesses and different things to offer, but all of them belong to Jesus, because all of them have recognized Jesus as their Lord and their Savior, and they've been brought together, baptized, said, into this one body. And all of them are absolutely essential for the church to work and grow as it's designed to. And so if you remember one thing from this morning, and let's be honest, it's often hard to remember more than one thing, isn't it? If you remember one thing from this morning, okay, remember this really exciting thing: everyone is needed. When we think about the church, everyone is needed. And can we say it together? Everyone is needed. I'm not sure we always think like that. And I think as Paul writes this letter to the Corinthian church, he knows that they don't always think like that. And so we're going to think about two wrong things we might think. First of all, we might think we're useless. Okay, so our first thing, everyone is needed, so don't think that you're useless. I'm just going to read again verses 15 to 20. If the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, well, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. So there we hear about the foot and the hand, okay? And the foot thinks, I'm rubbish. I wish I was a hand. And you can kind of see why the foot might think that. You know, the hand, he's got these amazing fingers which he can pick things up with and play the piano with. The foot, well, he's got toes. You can't do any of that with your toes, can you? And people clap their hands, don't they? You don't clap your feet. And when people like each other, what do? They hold hands. You don't hold feet. And feet, well, feet smell, don't they? Feet are smelly. So it'd be easy for the foot, when he looks at the hand, to think, I'm useless. I'm useless. But verse 18 reminds us, no, God has arranged it just as he intends. And God doesn't make mistakes. Our bodies have got hands and feet, because that was part of God's good design. And each of you are part of St. Richard's church family, because that is God's intention for you. And maybe you're prone to a bit of foot thinking. Maybe you think, Ben is just more important than me. But can we just for a moment imagine a church full of Bens? Have a look at this. If that's not bad enough, have a look at this. Okay, everyone is needed. I had a lot of fun making that. Everyone is needed. God has chosen to make this a church family that's full of people of all sorts of ages, from your kids to your older folk. And so, kids, don't wait until you get older before you think, I can start serving the church family, because everyone is needed. In fact, why don't we think together for a moment? How might you kids in particular use your gifts and abilities to serve the church family? What do we think? Anyone can answer this question? Yes. Sorry? Cuddle people. Yeah, you can go up. People love it when kids come and say hi and ask them how they are. Yeah, brilliant. How else can you kids in particular serve this church family?
Make us laugh.
You can make them laugh. Yeah, you can go and encourage them, can't you? You can say, actually, like you've just been doing, this is what we've been learning in Sunday Club, and encourage everyone with that. What else? Yes, Josiah. You could do the drinks. Yeah, yeah. And it might be that some other people can't walk over and get a drink, and you can go and ask them, would you like a drink? You can get it for them and give it to them. Yeah, other things?
Help with music,
yeah. You might be young, you might be some of the best musicians in the church, and you can help with that. You might, if there are flyers to go through doors of people who live near here, maybe you could say, I'm young and energetic, I can go and put some flyers through the doors. Good, so kids, there are lots and lots of ways, aren't there, that you can get involved. What about the kind of more elderly folk here? Please don't think that, you know, your days of being helpful in church, serving the church family are now over. It might just look different to how it used to look. So how might the more elderly folk, how might you particularly be able to serve this church family with the gifts that you've been given? What do we think?
Prayer.
Prayer, yes, prayer. Often it's the elderly folk who have learnt how to pray and have the time to spend lots of time praying. Brilliant. What other things? Yes?
Just listen to people when they want to talk. Listen to them.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. And be able to give wisdom, like just people who've been Christians for years and years and years and part of this church family for years and years and years, and there's wonderful wisdom there for the rest of the church family. Lots of other things. There'll be lots of other things. I think sometimes it feels almost quite godly to say, I'm not very good. But it's not. Because whenever someone thinks, I haven't got anything to contribute, well, then they don't get involved. And then the body misses out on something that it really needs. So everyone is needed. Don't think that you're useless. But then also, everyone is needed, so don't think that you're amazing. This is verses 21 to 26. Let's just read that again. The eye cannot say to the head, I have no need of you. Nor again the head to the feet, I've got no need of you. On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And on those parts of the body that we think less honourable, we bestow the greater honour. And our presentable parts are treated with greater modesty, which our more presentable parts do not require. But God has so composed the body, giving greater honour to the part that lacked it, that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honoured, all rejoice together. And so we've got given there the example, didn't we, of the eye and the hands. And suddenly it's the eye who thinks he is really amazing. Maybe he says, well, obviously being able to see things is the most important sense. Who cares about the hand and his ability to touch? Being able to see is the most amazing thing. Or maybe the eye says, I come in all sorts of vibrant colours. In fact, I am the window to the soul. No one ever comments on someone's hands and how pretty they are, do they? Or maybe the eye says, I am so important that there is a special place on the high street called an optician that is just to look out for me. Everyone else just has to go to the GP. The eye, he thinks he's really important. He thinks he's amazing. But he's wrong, isn't he? Of course, the eye also needs the hands. There's no point seeing lovely food if you can't reach out and take it and eat it. There's no point seeing a ball flying towards your face if you can't stick your hands up and catch it. Remember, God never gets it wrong. And so we always get it wrong when we think that we're more important than other people or that we don't need other people as part of the church family. And this passage actually, it says God has intentionally included weaker members in the body to make it clear that it's not an option just for everyone to look after themselves and look out for themselves. But they need to pitch in to help one another. And we've been given our gifts so that we can use them to serve others. I wonder what things people might be tempted to get proud about here at St. Richard's. Maybe it's your ability to understand the Bible or to remember the answers in Sunday school. And maybe it's just finding it really easy to invite friends to guest events. Maybe it's hosting the best Sunday lunch. It could be all sorts of things, but we need to remember that everyone is needed with all of our different gifts. And if we've been given a particular gift, we need to use it to serve the body. Well, they're on the screen there. They're two negative statements, aren't they? But I think we can turn them into a positive. There's the eye in the hand. Everyone is needed. So get on and care for the body as the person, as the people that God has made you. Everyone is needed, so get on and care for the body as the people that God has made you. I know from the few times that I've visited here and from speaking to others that is already happening here a lot. Well, praise God for that. Keep going with that. Now, the more that's the mindset of this whole church family, well, the more this will be a great church family to be a part of, whether you're a kid or whether you're in your 90s or whether you're somewhere in the middle. You'll be able to see even the struggles and the really hard times as opportunities for actually the whole body to grow in love together. And as other people look in, well, they'll see that something amazing exists here. And so maybe that will help bring them to want to get to know Jesus for themselves. I'm going to pray for us. Our Father, we thank you so much that you have formed us into one body, one church family. Thank you. You never get it wrong, and you have arranged all sorts of different people with all sorts of different gifts and abilities and things to offer in this church family. And we pray, I pray that you would help each one of us to serve and be looked to serve and use our gifts for the good of the body. Amen.